Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base, 1-2. This Mishnah will be talking about something which is not at all connected to the previous Mishnah. It has nothing to do with the Shabbos at all, in fact. We're talking here about concerns that the rabbis had that a person would get involved in certain activities on any given afternoon, not talking Friday afternoon, but any afternoon, and get involved in that activity, and the next thing you know, he will have lost the opportunity to say Mincha because the sun had set. So, this is a total departure from our topic. The reason why it's here is because in the next Mishnah, in Mishnah Gimel, we'll talk about other things that happen on Erev Shabbos that a person needs to be mindful lest he accidentally forget the sun has set and end up doing the Malach of Hotzah of transferring items, which was the topic of the previous Mishnah. So since we're going to get on that topic later on, the Mishnah preempts it by talking about other gezeiras, other rabbinic protections that have nothing at all to do with Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasapar samach lemincha ad sheyispalel. A person may not set himself down in front of a barber to get a haircut close to the time of mincha until he's prayed. So again, the idea here is that the haircut could take longer than he anticipates, and before he knows it, he's lost his chance to say mincha. Now, the word mincha here, referring to the in the Mishnah, of samach lemincha, close to mincha, is referring to the time during which one may say mincha. So there are actually two times in the day that are referred to as mincha. One's called mincha katana, one's called mincha gadola. Mincha gadola, the larger mincha, is a larger window of time, and mincha katana is a smaller window of time. According to the Bartanura, we're referring here to mincha gadola, the larger window. And what is that? The prayers, shacharis and mincha, were instituted to parallel the daily offerings, the tamidin, the holy burnt daily offerings that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And there are two such tamidin. There's the tamid shel shachar, the morning offering, and the tamid shel ben harbayim, the afternoon offering. One may not bring other voluntary offerings before the tamid shel shachar, which opens the day, and one may not bring voluntary offerings after the tamid shel ben harbayim, the closing, if you will, of the afternoon mincha, the closing of the day in terms of karbonos in general. Now, the tamid shel ben harbayim, the afternoon tamid, is brought once the sun has begun its descent towards the western horizon, which is defined by Chazal as a half an hour after noon. So, that is to say, Chazal divided the clock of every day into 12 hours of daytime, and those 12 hours of daytime, we'll learn, like those who understand, that sunrise begins that measurement and sunset ends it. It's actually a machlokas, but we'll go like the Gra, straightforward. So that is to say, if you have a day where the sun rises at 6 a.m. and the sun sets at 6 p.m., so then every day is 12 hours equally, and noon, 12 o'clock, noon, will be 6 hours into the day. So half an hour after that, at 12:30 p.m., that will be the beginning of Mincha Gedola. And that would be the earliest time in the Beis HaMikdash they could bring the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim, the afternoon offering. In fact, the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim was not normally brought at 6.5 hours. Normally it was shechted at 8.5 hours and offered at 9.5 hours. And we'll see in a minute that 9.5 hours being the normal time that one typically would bring the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim in the Beis HaMikdash constitutes that second mincha window, meaning Mincha Katana. So Mincha Gedola starts at 6.5 hours into the day, and Mincha Katana starts at 9.5 hours into the day. According to the Bartanura, we're referring here to Mincha Gedola, meaning he's Machmir, if you will, and understanding that as soon as you're into 6.5 hours in the day, you no longer are allowed to sit yourself down for a haircut, and according to the Bartanura, we're talking any haircut, lest the scissors break and you have to go look for new scissors and sharpen them, and then it all drags out for even as much as, I guess, 5.5 hours. And at that point, you would miss your chance to do mincha. The reason why mincha gadola is considered to be a legitimate time at the beginning time of the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim is because since you technically could bring it then, and in fact, in rare occasions where Pesach ended up on Shabbos and you had to bring your Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, the Korban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim. So to give as large a window as possible to people, to the various three groups, to bring their Korban Pesachs, etc., and they have to cook Korban Pesach all before, Leila Seder. So That being the case, they would do the Talmud Shoben Harbaim as early as possible at 6.5 hours. So according to the Bartanura, we're talking about from 6.5 hours is called Mincha time, and Samoch LeMincha, close to Mincha time, would mean even a half an hour before that. So according to the Bartanura, from 6 hours into the day, you no longer can get a haircut unless you've, and you instead you have to wait and do Daven Mincha first, and then you can get your haircut. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Lo yikanes adon lemerchatz. A person can go in to get into the public baths, even for just a generic schwitz or in the sauna, or just a shower, whatever the story is. Cannot do that because the bathhouses were hot, and the next thing you know, he could sort of feel faint, says the bartender, and that, at that point, he might miss mincha. You know, it'll drag on before he feels better, the sun has set. I keep on saying the sun has set because that is the, according to many people, you can't daven mincha after sunset. L'chadchila. I'm not getting to that topic either. Okay. Similarly, says the Mishnah, v'lo laborski. A person may not go into the tannery. Let's say this person's a tanner, and he has his hides that are curing there in the tannery. So he may not go and check on them before davening mincha. The reason why is because if he finds that the hides aren't tanning properly, like just for example, let's say two hides are touching one to the other, so then they won't come to equal coloration when they're dyed, when they're tanned, and that being the case, the person has to, you know, fix them around. But the truth is, the nature of tanning is you sort of get one chance and one chance only, and therefore, if there's a problem with how they're tanning or something went wrong with, you know, whatever chemicals they're using, so then it would drag out perhaps a long time. He'd get very involved, and he wouldn't be able to stop in the middle to daven mincha because he can't leave his hides to get ruined. And therefore, he simply will get involved in the whole project and miss mincha time. Similarly, the Mishnah says, v'lo le'achol, a person can't sit down to a meal, can't wash for a meal. We're talking here about even just a simple meal, says the Bartanura, you know, like just a sandwich. Can't do that because the next, you know, you could get carried away, lose track of things, and the meal could drag on, and you miss your chance. And finally, v'lo le'din, nor can you sit down as a dayan, as a judge, to paskin and deliver the ruling on a Din Torah on a court case, because we're concerned that maybe, you know, new evidence will come to light and they'll have to reopen the case and things will drag on, and again, mincha will be missed. And for all those things, therefore, says the Bartanura, from midday, samach l'mincha, mincha gadola, you cannot start any of those activities. But v'im hischilo, if you did start them, meaning you did wash and start your lunch with your sandwich, or you did go to the barber before you realized that the time had passed and you're already past noon, whatever the story is. So then, ein mafsikin, we no longer require you to stop, meaning l'chadchila you shouldn't start, but once you've started, then b'di'evad, we don't force you to stop, unless, of course, the sun is setting, which because you certainly have to stop to daven mincha, but you can continue the action even though you realize you started it be'isser in a way that you shouldn't have started. That's what Bartanura learns. Now, there are those who learn that we're referring to mincha katana. And although the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, goes like the Rambam, like the Bartanura, we're talking Mincha Gedola, there are other postim like the Mordechai, who understands it's Mincha Katana. And there are others who learn, like Ashita brought in the Gemara, that we're not talking about generic cases, but very specific cases that are restricted. That is to say, the haircut we're talking about is the haircut like Ben Alasa, like a special kind of the Kohanim got a certain kind of haircut, which every hair was cut individually and very close, and it took a very long time. And same goes with the merchatz, the bathhouse activity. We're not talking about a generic shower or something, but the whole long procedure, which is a very lengthy procedure in the bathhouse, you know, with the calendarium. There's a hot room, there's a cold room, there's a sweating room, there's an oiling thing, there's a scraping session, and so on and so forth. So it takes a long, long time, and certainly can get dragged on. That's what you can't do. Similarly, we're talking about the tannery. We're talking about a large tannery with lots of hides that need to get worked. The meal we're talking about is not a generic little sandwich, but rather like a wedding feast, which is, you know, elaborate and really does drag on. And the din we're talking about here is not just to deliver the ruling in the case, but rather to open up a case, which of course can drag on for a long time. So there is such a sheet in the Gemara. The tour does bring that opinion down. And although it's not a mainstream major Rishon opinion, nevertheless, the custom certainly has become in Klal Yisrael. People are lenient, and they certainly do all sorts of things before mincha time throughout the afternoon. They rely on some bring down that they rely on the fact that there'll be a call to prayer in the afternoon. Others say there's a reminder, like you have your alarm clock or someone will remind you or your regular minion. Whatever the story is, certainly the halacha lemaisa, the practice in Klal Yisrael, to be mekel and to do all sorts of things in the afternoon. The Rama says one should not start a wedding feast, like a large elaborate feast, prior to Davi Mincha for those reasons. But otherwise, we're mekel. But there are certainly those who are, as reason magdim, and there are those who are punctilious with their mitzvah observance, very common in Eretz Yisrael, that they'll be very strict to daven mincha gedola, meaning they'll daven mincha at as soon as possible time. Okay, now the Mishnah continues on. The next line of the Mishnah sounds like it's a straight continuation, because the previous line said, ein mafsikin, once you start, you don't need to stop, but then it says mafsikin, you do stop for l'kriya shema, for saying shema. However, do not be confused. That this last sentence in this Mishnah has nothing at all to do with the previous part of the Mishnah. We're a new paragraph, we're a new page, we're a new thought. We're talking here in this last sentence about people who have the status of what's called Toraso Umnaso. That literally means Torah study is their occupation, their livelihood. It's referring to people who do not stop learning to go to work, ever. Like, for example, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his colleagues. So those people, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, had a status of Toraso Umnaso. He never stopped learning, even to make a living. And that being the case, the Mishnah here says, those guys who are Toraso Umnaso, mafsikin likros Kriya Shema, they should stop their learning to recite the Kriya Shema, recite Shema, because that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and they have to do that. But they do not need to stop for regular davening, meaning mincha time, because that's only a mitzvah derabanan. Now, a couple things I have to say here in terms of the halacha lemaisa. First of all, it seems the consensus today is essentially no one is granted the status of Toras Omnaso. Even people who are sitting in kol all day don't conduct themselves as Toras Omnaso, etc. So this doesn't have any real life, presumably real life application today, halacha lemaisa. Second of all, I just have to say that the normal rule is that when a person is osuk b'mitzvah, he's doing one mitzvah, then he's pater min a mitzvah, so he's exempt from other mitzvahs, one thing at a time, which is halachically true, but the exception to that rule is Talmud Torah. The rule by Talmud Torah, although Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, it's keneged kulam, it's weighs out against all the other mitzvahs. Nevertheless, there's a separate guiding principle, which is that although you have an obligation to learn Torah yomum v'layla all the time, if a mitzvah comes up that's yefshar lasos al yedei acherim, the kind of mitzvah that can't be done by somebody else or even won't be done by somebody else, so then you do have to stop your Torah learning to do that mitzvah. Like, for example, to do the mitzvah derabanan of reading a Megillah, since no one can hear the Megillah for you, so then you'll need to do it yourself. So you stop your learning to go hear Megillah, etc. That being the case, it's curious at first glance why it should be that davening is not the same way, even if it's just a mitzvah derabanan, but for derabanans that no one else can do, you'd have to stop. So the answer would have to be that the nature of the obligation to daven as Chazal instituted it is such that people who were Torah Somnaso were exempt from that. Now finally, in terms of the mitzvah to daven, while it's true that mincha per se is certainly midrabanan, the mitzvah to daven in general, according to the Rambam at least, is a mitzvah d'oraisa all to itself. But the mitzvah of davening is that once a day a person has to request his needs of Hashem, and that doesn't have to be in shacharis or mincha or marav. It's certainly not even zman grama. It's not in a particular time at all. And that being the case, women are obligated to daven once a day, says the Rambam, etc. But for all those reasons, here the Shemona Esrei we're talking about here for mincha, etc., is just a mitzvah derabanan, and the people who are Toraso Omnaso are exempt from stopping in order to daven. They should just continue on learning, which is even bigger and better for them.